For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
And don't forget about Intern Joe, who's also here. What's up, buddy? Good morning, guys. Thanks for tuning in. 67 for the high today. The sun is shining right now, but we could see rain later on today. So yesterday was Easter.
Yeah, he is risen.
Yes.
Thank you, Breeze. And typically, growing up, the tradition was we'd wake up in the morning, myself, my brothers, and my parents, who at the time we thought was the Easter Bunny, had Easter baskets around the house. We had to go find our basket. They could be anywhere, the garage, the basement, what have you. It was fun. That was my memory. Now, I'm an uncle. I don't have kids of my own, but as an uncle, they have their own tradition, my niece and nephews. And yesterday, everybody came to my parents' house. There was like 18 of us. It was a lot of fun. But I knew that my niece and nephews were getting a ton of stuff, candy, trinkets, what have you.
Yeah.
And I was in Target over the weekend, and I'm like, I'm going to get each of them a card, and then I'm going to get them a little something. My sister-in-law had called me, and she goes, I'm at Target too. I'm just going to get them like a bunch of Yetis and put candy in it. I said, you're getting them Yetis? I go, those are expensive.
Crazy. They're very expensive.
I said, well, I'm not getting anything then. Because
I can't compare.
And I showed up empty-handed yesterday.
Wow.
Because at the end of the day, what am I going to get them that they possibly need? There's no point. I go
it's
all
the
out.
Sentiment.
What do you mean?
It's the thought that counts. Just because you can't get them Yeti coolers.
I could get them Yeti coolers. I chose not to. That's a little over the top. And I was like, they get spoiled. Because I go all out for Christmas. I go all out for their birthdays. Sometimes I'll throw a little something in there for 4th of July, what have you. But for whatever reason, yesterday I was like, I love him, but I don't think I'm going to get him anything. I don't think I'm going to get him anything.
He's in Target and doesn't even say, you know what? I'm going to pick up some Kinder eggs for these kids.
Exactly.
Right, yeah. Like, the point? What's the point? They were showered.
Let them get all sugared up and but then crash for their parents.
Right. if anything, you're helping.
They came to my parents' house, chocolate on their mouth. So they're eating it in the car right over.
Yes.
Then they were eating it while they were there. I helped put together a little Easter egg hunt. Okay.
Okay.
In these eggs, my dad had put candy. There was 30 eggs hidden around the yard. And in those eggs were candy and money. Each of them had to find 10.
I wanted to come over.
I'm like, all right, this is good. They're getting cash. They're getting candy. I don't need to get them any
eggs too.
I was looking for some eggs. But Breezy was giving me a hard time this morning because she said I dropped the ball.
Well, it's like when I think about you being an uncle, I tend to use the word funcle because you're the fun uncle and you're constantly showing up for these kids. And you're like, well, I didn't want to get anything for Easter because I do everything for every other holiday. And that is just such a sorry excuse because honestly, Easter is like the most low maintenance. It's not a heavy lift. You can show up with you could literally just show up with a basket of candy and be like, kiddos, fun Uncle Moose is here. Here we go. And it could have costed you $10.
That would have been a good luck.
Look, it would have.
It's $10. Candy, tinsel, or not tinsel, the fake grass.
Yeah, guys,
and the basket. They don't $10.
With bunny ears on?
Out.
Oh, my God. It could have been everything. Breeze. You missed it.
They don't operate that way. Oh, look, Auntie Cass bought you a whole bunch of Yetis. Here's a Cadbury egg. Go kick rocks, Uncle Moose. Are you kidding?
Honestly, by the way,
these kids got Air Jordans last year back to school. Okay, Uncle Moose came through. Now, what am I going to do? I'm going to hand him a jelly bean? Come on. You know, they can't get everything all the time.
But that's what I'm saying. Set the precedent.
Yeah. Do you not know what each kid's favorite candy is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so then show up with the one candy and say, hey, we're keeping it low key.
It's the thought that counts, and you didn't even think of them.
No, I did.
How do you think that makes them feel? Also, not for nothing, this was your niece and nephew, the youngest niece and nephew have their second Easter?
First.
This was their first Easter?
Yeah, the twins? Yes.
No, they're one.
Oh, yes, they're second.
Okay. He doesn't even know how old they are.
Uncle Moose dropping the egg.
They're seven. They're like literally 2 months old. We don't know.
Can I tell you, though, why I felt a little guilty when I left yesterday? So my little nephew, Santino, who's six, he called me. He goes, Uncle Moose, come outside. I hid some eggs with money and candy in it. And if you find it, it's yours. I said, why do you want to give away your money? But really, realistically, what he wanted to do was he just wanted to have the joy of hiding these eggs so I can find them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like kind of slowly pointing in the yard where they're hidden. So I go and collect all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I open them up. There's a $10 bill. There's five. I'm like, what do you want me to do with it? He goes, keep it. I go, why don't you want this? What do you mean keep it? Are you just drowning in money? You're giving it away? So, of course, I put it in my pocket to go in the house because I'm like, I got to give it to his parents because I bought him a wallet for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I forget and I take it home with me.
Moose.
just like he forgot that his Lent resolution was not going to Wegmans. You know what?
I feel bad about that. So now I got to figure out.
You're the worst Easter participant ever.
I even got my parents' stuff for Easter.
And I was
what?
Like my sister and I, we thought about this like days in advance. She calls me up and she's like, "Hey, we're making Easter baskets for mom and dad. Can you look to see if there's like Cadbury mini eggs? Because I can't find them anywhere around here."
I know. I feel bad about it. I think what makes this story even worse is that this morning I wanted a Diet Coke from the vending machine and didn't have cash, and I used the $2.
Moose. Not only are you not providing for these children, you're taking out of their mouths. You're a monster. Honestly, I know last break was kind of emotional and we talked about posting you on dating the same guy Rochester? And that was kind of screwed up, but at this point I think I'm gonna do it again.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.